天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的节目，我是主持人小环。那今天呢，是关于恐惧系列的最后一期了，愿大家能够从中学习到如何战胜恐惧。那在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师谈到了得救的信心和生活信心的区别。为何会有这样的区分呢？我们生活中的信心究竟指的是什么呢？我们又应当如何做才能够控制恐惧呢？圣经上又是如何教导的呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are always delighted to know that you are there listening to this program.
非常高兴你能收听我们的节目。
Please write to us and tell us what this program means to you.
请写信给我们，告诉我们这个节目对你有何帮助。
In the past broadcast, I made the distinction between saving faith and daily living faith.
在上一次的节目里，我区分了得救的信心和日常生活中的信心。
Now this distinction is very important.
这种区分十分重要。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because there are many people around the world who trust God for their salvation.
因为这个世界上有许多人相信神对他们的拯救。
They gladly accept God's saving grace.
他们很高兴地接受神拯救的恩典。
But they do not trust him with their money.
但是他们处理自己钱财时却不信赖神。
They do not trust him with their children.
他们不把自己的孩子交托给神。
They do not trust him with their future.
他们不把自己的将来交托给神。
They do not trust him with their marriages and relationships.
他们不把自己的婚姻和人际关系交托给神。
So what is this daily living faith?
那么什么是日常的信心呢？
Daily living faith is putting your professed faith into action.
日常的信心就是将你所宣称的信心付诸实行。
It is putting your money where your mouth is.
你口怎么说，就怎样处理你的金钱。
It is putting your trust where you claim it to be.
你宣称相信谁，就信赖他。
It is putting your action where your words are.
也就是言出必行。
So when the red light appears in the dashboard of your car,
因此当红灯在你的汽车仪表盘上亮起来的时候，
and it says engine trouble,
它告诉你引擎故障，
it is time to stop and find out what is wrong with the engine of your faith.
这就是时候停下来检查一下你的信心的引擎究竟有什么故障。
Find out what is wrong with your daily living faith.
找出你日常生活中的信心出现了什么问题。
I want to tell you something very important up front.
首先让我告诉你一些重要的事情。
If you spend 4 to 5 minutes in prayer every day and 6 hours in front of the television,
如果你每天只花4-5分钟祷告，而花6个小时在电视机面前，
You can be sure that whenever trouble comes, your fear is going to create havoc.
你可以肯定，当麻烦一来，你的恐惧一定会生出大乱子。
When you are not in consistent intimacy with God,
当你和神之间没有保持一个亲密的关系时，
At the first sign of the storm that will hit you, you will die out of fear and panic.
一旦暴风雨来袭，你一开始就会被惊慌和恐惧吓死了。
How many of you believe that some people can die out of fear?
你们有多少人相信人会死于恐惧呢？
I read a legend that says that death was walking toward a city with a sickle in hand.
我听过一个传说，有一次死神手握镰刀走向一个城市。
A man stopped him and asked him the question.
一个人叫住了他，问他说
What are you going to do?
你要去做什么呢？
Death said,
死神说
I am taking 500 lives.
我要去取500条人命。
And the man said to death,
那人对死神说
That's terrible.
太可怕了。
That's too many.
太多人了。
And death said,
死神说
That is the way it is, for that is what I do.
一定要如此，那是我的工作呢。
The man decided to run ahead of death and warn the people that death is coming.
于是这个人打算在死神到达之前，跑去警告那城里的人说，死神快要来了。
So he ran into the streets of the city shouting, Watch out! Death is on its way.
因此他跑到大街上大声喊叫说小心啊死神就快来了。
Then the man retreated into the countryside to see what would happen.
然后那人退到郊外看看会发生什么事。
On his way to the city early the next morning,
第二天早上他走向城市。
The man saw death coming out of the city.
他看到死神从城中走出来。
And he asked death,
他问死神,
How many died?
死了多少人呢?
And death said,
死神回答说,
2,000.
2,000.
The man was stunned.
这个人大吃一惊。
And he said to death,
他对死神说,
But you told me only 500 will die.
但你告诉我只会死500人的呀。
Death said,
死神说,
Yes, I did.
不错，我只要了500条人命。
The other 1,500 died of fear.
另外1,500人是吓死的。
I want you to listen to me very carefully, please.
请你仔细听我说。
I realize that there are chemical problems in the mind, and sometimes we need medication.
我明白，我们脑子里有些化学方面的问题，所以有时我们需要吃药。
But I'm convinced that fear is probably the biggest single reason why so many people are sick.
但是我深信，很可能这么多人生病，一个最主要的病因就是恐惧。
If fear is an indicator light, what do you think tranquilizers do?
如果恐惧是个警示灯，你认为镇静剂是做什么用的呢？
They extinguish the warning light.
就是专门熄灭这个警灯的。
It would be like me seeing that warning light in the dashboard of my car, and instead of taking it to the mechanic, I disconnect the wire.
这就像当我看到仪表板上的警告灯亮起，我不去修车行检查，反而把相连的电线拆除。
If you heard me say to a mechanic, "Please disconnect the wire," you would say that sanity has left me.
如果你听到我对修车技师说，拆掉电线。你一定会以为我脑子有问题。
But this is how so many Christians are dealing with fear.
然而这就是很多基督徒对付恐惧的办法。
They try to tranquilize their fear and never deal with the trouble in the engine of faith.
他们设法让恐惧平息下来，而不去面对信心引擎的麻烦。
They deal with the symptoms and not with the cause.
他们治标不治本。
What Jesus wants you to do is to deal with faith.
耶稣要你去处理信心的问题。
He wants you to let faith overcome fear instead of tranquilizing it.
他要你以信心来战胜恐惧，而不是麻醉你的恐惧。
To let faith fix fear instead of pacifying it.
让信心征服恐惧，而不只是安抚而已。
To let faith overwhelm fear instead of fear overwhelming faith.
让信心压倒恐惧，而不是让恐惧压倒你的信心。
So when the spirit of fear comes knocking,
因此当恐惧的灵再次来敲你的门时，
Remember it is like an indicator light.
记住，它只是像一个指示灯。
This light, unbeknown to Satan, could be doing you a favor.
撒旦不知道，其实这个灯正在帮你一个忙。
It could be waking you up.
可能是让你警醒过来。
It could be warning you that there is trouble with your obedience to the Lord.
可能是在警告你没有好好的顺服神。
That there is trouble with your faith.
可能是你的信心出现了问题。
Fear can be a thermometer that measures the faith temperature.
恐惧是一个能测量你信心的温度计。
Fear can be the servant and not the master.
恐惧可以成为一个仆人而不是主人。
In Matthew 25,
在马太福音25章
Jesus tells us a parable of how fear can be a horrible master if you let it.
耶稣讲过一个预言，说明如果我们姑息恐惧，他将成为一个可怕的主人。
He said a rich man was going away.
他说一个有钱的人要远行。
But before he departed, he called three money managers together.
但在他离开之前，他叫了三个管家来。
He handed each of them a certain amount of money to invest for him until he returns.
他给了每个人一笔钱，让他们自己去投资，只等到他回来。
To the first money manager, he gave 10,000.
他给了第一个管家一万两银子。
And the second money manager, he received 5,000.
而第二个管家给了五千两银子。
And then to the third money manager, he gave 2,000.
之后他给了第三个管家两千两银子。
The first one doubled the money.
结果第一个人赚多了一倍。
The second man did the same thing.
第二个管家也如此。
The third one took the money, locked it up in a safe, and did nothing with it.
第三个管家拿了钱，锁在保险箱里，就什么都没做。
When the investor returned, guess what the third man's excuse was?
到了主人回来的时候，猜猜第三个管家的借口是什么呢？
He said,
他说，
I was afraid and out of fear I did nothing with your money.
我就害怕，没有用你的银子做任何事。
Listen to what Jesus said in my own words, not in the words of the Bible.
请听听耶稣说什么，我是用自己的话说，而不是用圣经的原话。
If you had put your money in the bank, you would have been better off than doing nothing out of fear.
如果你将钱存在银行里，总比因为害怕就什么都不敢做好多了。
When you do something for God, God will honor it as long as your attitude and your heart are right.
当你为主做工的时候，只要你的态度和心是正确的，神就会尊重你。
Even if you feel that you are fumbling and stumbling.
即使你感觉自己只是在摸索，而且跌跌撞撞的。
It is better to do something than sit back and cynically criticize.
但动手实干总比坐在那里冷嘲热讽的批评别人好多了。
What caused this man to be totally paralyzed and do nothing?
是什么导致这个管家完全麻木，无所事事呢？
The Bible says it was fear.
圣经说就是因为恐惧。
He made his fear master instead of his servant.
他让恐惧成为了自己的主人而不是仆人。
He was mastered by fear instead of mastering fear.
他被恐惧掌控而不是他控制恐惧。
I'm sure by now, at the end of this series of messages, you are asking this question.
我相信到了现在，这个系列节目快结束的时候，你会问我
How do I go about mastering fear?
我怎样去控制恐惧呢？
And I'm glad you asked because I'm anxious to answer.
我很高兴你能这么样问，因为我也很想告诉你答案。
First of all,
首先
pray your fears out.
在祷告中说出你的恐惧来。
Pray about what is frightening you.
为你所害怕的事祷告。
Spill it out to God in details.
详细地向神一一说出来。
Tell God what is worrying you and causing you anxiety.
告诉神你在担忧什么，你焦虑些什么。
Tell God in details why you are anxious and afraid.
将所有细节告诉神，你为什么会忧虑害怕。
God wants to hear your heartaches.
神愿意聆听你的伤心事。
In fact, he's the only one who does.
实际上，他是唯一能这么做的。
Tell him that you're afraid.
告诉他你很害怕。
Tell him that you are frustrated.
告诉他你很沮丧。
Tell him that you are discouraged.
告诉他你感到气馁。
Tell him that you are angry.
告诉他你很愤怒。
Whatever it is, name it before God.
无论什么都在他面前说明。
Call it out and cry it out.
大声喊叫出来。
Get broken before God.
在神面前破碎你自己。
Don't try to be polite with God.
在神面前不用装模作样了。
Don't be afraid to bother God.
不要害怕你会打扰神。
God wants to be bothered.
神乐意被你打扰。
He already knows what you are thinking anyway.
他早就知道你在想什么。
But he wants you to spell it out.
但他希望你能亲口说出来。
So pour it out to him and say, Lord, what lessons do you want me to learn?
因此向他倾诉吧，对他说，主啊，你要我学什么功课呢？
Because the quicker you learn,
因为你越早学习，
the quicker you graduate,
你就能越早毕业，
and the quicker the storm passes,
风暴也会越快过去。
Jesus rebuked them first for their lack of trusting him, and then he rebuked the wind.
首先耶稣因为他们缺乏信心而责备他们，然后他斥责风浪。
Second is this.
第二。
You can ask God for peace in the midst of fear.
你可以祈求神在恐惧中赐你平安。
Imagine it like the seesaw.
想象一下，就像跷跷板。
When fear is pushing his weight down,
当恐惧往下沉时，
And you and your daily faith are suspended in midair.
你和你日常的信心就会升入半空。
You can ask God to come and put his weight behind you and he will come and blow fear out.
你可以求神来站在你背后增加重量，他就会过来将恐惧赶走。
God may not necessarily remove the cause of your fear.
神不见得需要除去使你恐惧的来由。
And he may not remove the circumstances that you're in.
他可能也不会将你的困境挪开。
But you will not be afraid when you are living in his shadow.
但是当你生活于他的庇护之下，你就不会害怕。
I have been in situations when again and again, when the circumstances have not changed at all for a long time.
我曾经一次又一次地遭遇困境，在很长的时间内，环境根本没有改善。
And yet, God's peace that passes understanding dominated me from head to toe.
然而神所赐出人意外的平安，从头顶到脚趾，笼罩着我的全身。
God will give you his peace when you ask him.
每当你向神祈求时，他就会赐给你他的平安。
Let me repeat.
我再说一次。
First,
首先,
pray your fears out.
在祷告中说出你的恐惧来。
Second,
其次
,ask God for peace that would overwhelm your fear.
求神赐给你胜过恐惧的平安。
Thirdly,
第三
,pray faith in.
带着信心来祷告。
I'm not talking about only praying during a time of trouble.
我不是说只在你陷入麻烦的时候才祷告。
Or when you're only going through a tough time.
或者当你经历艰难时才祷告。
You can do that.
你可以这么做。
But I'm talking about a regular practice of praying faith in.
当我所说的是经常凭信心来祷告。
The daily living faith.
也就是日常生活中的信心。
I want you to imagine this scenario.
请你想象一下这个情景。
You know how little children want to be so independent when they get to be 4 or 5 years of age.
你知道当小孩子四五岁大的时候多么想自己能独立吗？
They want to do their own thing.
他们希望能自作主张。
They like to run away.
他们想远走高飞。
Imagine a child several blocks away from home all alone.
就像一个孩子独自跑到离家几条街之外的地方。
Part of him feels anxious.
一方面感到担心。
Part of him feels great.
一方面又感觉棒极了。
And then all of a sudden, a large frightening dog comes in barking at him.
突然一只恐怖的大狗冲过来对他狂叫。
Think how long that child would have to be in terror and fear running all the way to the safety of his home and to the bosom of his parents.
当他急忙跑回自己安全的家并扑在父母的怀里，你想那孩子害怕恐慌的时间有多长啊？
I want you to compare that with the child who is walking between his parents.
请你再比较一下这个孩子和另一个走在父母中间的孩子有什么区别呢？
With each holding one of his hands.
父母分别牵着他的手。
And then the same thing happens.
同样的事情发生了。
That big dog comes in and barks.
那只大狗冲过来对他狂叫。
Think of how long it will take this little child to either cling to his father's leg or jump into his father's arms.
想象一下，孩子用多少时间就可以抱住爸爸的腿，或者跳上爸爸的胳膊呢？
Oh, I want you to know that the same thing works spiritually.
哦，我想让你知道，在属灵方面也会发生同样的情形。
When you give God the crumbs of your time,
当你把那些零碎剩余的时间留给神，
and the crumbs of your attention,
把剩余的注意力，
and the crumbs of your energy,
剩余的精力，
and the crumbs of your money,
剩余的金钱等拿来给神，
and then you keep wandering away from the Lord,
而且常常远离神，
it's going to take you a long time to run back home in fear and in panic.
那么当你害怕慌张跑回家时就需要花很长的时间。
Think of how long that fear will linger for you as you run all the way home to your heavenly father.
想想看，当你一路跑回天父那里时，恐惧在你内心会逗留多久啊？
But when you are intimate with God,
但是当你亲近神时，
when you are living in obedience to his word,
当你遵从他的话语而活，
When you are not compromising in your life,
在生命中毫不妥协，
When you are living under his shadow,
一直生活在神的荫庇之下，
Think of how quickly you can jump in his arms when fear comes in.
想想看，当恐惧来临的时候，你多快就能跳上他的胳膊呢？
And that's what I call praying faith in.
这就是我所说的带着信心祷告的意思。
Every day,
每天。
And doing so on a regular basis, whether the sun is shining or the clouds are hiding it, it doesn't matter.
习以为常的，无论是晴天阴天都不改变。
Pray faith in, regardless of what your circumstances might be.
不管你的处境如何，都带着信心来祷告。
And then when the storm comes,
这样当风暴来临时，
Within a very short period of time, you are in the bosom of your heavenly daddy.
在片刻之间，你就可以扑进天父的怀里。
It is my prayer that God uses this series of messages to strengthen you.
我祷告，求神使用这篇信息，加添你力量。
To live the life of faith and not fear.
过信心的生活，而不是恐惧的生活。
To walk intimately with God and serve God.
紧紧跟随神，侍奉神。
To know him and make him known.
不断去认识他，并让世人也认识他。
Until the next series of messages, I want to wish you God's richest blessing.
下个系列节目再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的教导和安详的翻译，让我们明白战胜恐惧的方法，那就是说出来，向神祷告，求神给我们从他而来的平安。只要我们随时随地的祷告，与神沟通，活在他的关爱与保护之下，那就不会恐惧了，因为我们知道神在任何时候任何地方都是与我们同在的。好， 亲爱的听众朋友们，愿这个系列呢使你找到了解决恐惧的方法，那也愿神大大的祝福你，我们下期节目再会咯。
凡事都能做。